This is All Things Considered on WKAR. I'm Sophia Salaby. Walking through Michigan State University's campus, you may have stumbled upon one of the world's longest-running science experiments, but you wouldn't have noticed it because it's under your feet. The study just saw an update this month. It sounds like a scene out of a movie. Four specialists moving into an undisclosed location with only a map of landmarks to guide their way. They're working under the cover of darkness, digging to find what they're looking for, trying to race against sunrise. They make a mistake and dig in the wrong location. The morning birds are chirping as their deadline looms, but then...
Okay, now I for real found it.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely did.
Sweet.
Yeah. Marjorie Weber didn't find buried treasure on Michigan State University's campus. She's just got a hold of a small bottle of seeds, buried more than 140 years ago by botanist and MSU researcher W.J. Beal. Weber, along with three other plant biologists, are part of a long line of scientists who continue Beal's work periodically through the past 14 decades. Beal's research started in 1879. He was trying to figure out how long seeds could stay in the soil and remain viable enough to grow.
Professor Beal was becoming aware of that the soil contains a bank of seeds that remain dormant until the growing conditions are favorable to allow them to germinate and restart plant life.
That's Frank Tolewski. He is the director of the W.J. Beal Botanical Garden at MSU. He explains Beal took a mixture of more than 20 species of seeds and put them in 20 bottles along with sand and buried them.
His plan was to every 5 years excavate a bottle, shake out the sandy soil mix, see what would germinate.
Eventually, the study moved from every 5 years to every 10 years to now every 2 decades. Tolewski was there in 2000, the last time a bottle was unearthed. His colleague, Jan Zavart, asked him to get involved.
Tagged me and said, Frank, you're young. Would you be excited and willing to take on this, you know, next phase of the study? And I was honored. How do you say no to that?
Around the same time, Marjorie Weber, who you heard earlier, along with Lars Brudvig and David Lowry, were in college hearing about the experiment for the first time.
I actually came and interviewed at Michigan State for graduate school in 2004. And I remember walking around campus wondering where the bottles were buried, but never thinking that I'd actually be involved in this experiment.
Lowry says it's only now that he's involved and others are finding out about the study that he's realized how big this is.
I had known about this experiment for 20 years and you start to forget the wonder of it. But then when you hear the reaction of people hearing about the experiment for the first time, you remember how fantastic it actually is.
For Weber, being a member of the team has an added significance.
The scientists who buried the plants 140 years ago, I doubt very much that they would have imagined somebody like me when they thought about who was going to be in charge of this project down the line. So I find that very poignant and very moving.
She's the first woman to ever be involved.
Sometimes science can feel like this secret club that only certain people are invited into. And I think that there's kind of a metaphor here to be out with the team.
But she doesn't plan on being the last.
One really cool thing about this project is that it extends into the past, but it also extends into the future. And so I really like to think about, you know, who's going to dig up the final jars in 2100? What will the scientific community look like then? How can our generation do a better job to make science more inclusive?
One word the plant biologists used to describe their involvement in the study is as stewards. They weren't the ones to start the project, and they won't be the ones to finish it when the final bottle is opened in 2100. Here's David Lowry again.
It's very hard to figure out how long seeds can last in the soil. And the only way to do it is an experiment like this. And since these seeds can last in the soil longer than a human lifetime, you actually have to do an experiment that's longer than a human lifetime to answer that question.
And it turns out Beal's research continues to be relevant today. Tolewski says he got a call last year from a farmer who had heard about the study. The farmer had dug up a pond, and after spreading its soil out, plants that would typically grow on a prairie started popping up. It's a real-world example of what this study is trying to understand.
Here's this person is observing that prairie plants. Well, his farm field 150 years ago was a prairie fragment. And so all those plants that had dropped their seeds into that soil were just waiting there for the right conditions to germinate.
The seeds from this year's bottle are sitting in a growth chamber right now, and the team has already seen a few of them sprout. After that, they'll conduct new experiments with some of the seeds using technology not available the last time a bottle was opened, much less when Beale first buried them. And it won't be until 2040 that another group of plant biologists will sneak off into the night to unearth history again. For WKAR News, I'm Sophia Salaby.